Now it's time for our children's moments.
And we also have Loud Sunday. Today with Miss Sandy.
Friends, do you have a hard time talking to them? Sometimes, so do I. When you pray, do you have a hard time trying to figure out what to pray for? Do you? No? You know exactly what to pray for, don't you? Okay. Well, I've got a trick. It's called the five fingers prayer. Okay? Now, once you put your hands together, like you're going to pray, keep your eyes open, okay? I want you to look at your hand. Which finger is first? Huh? Thumb. So that's the closest to you. So your thumb is the closest to you. So when you see your thumb, you're going to think of everyone who's close to you. You're going to start praying for your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your grandmas, your grandpas, your aunts, your uncles, and cousins. You're going to put them on your prayer, okay? Now, what's the next finger?
Finger.
Huh?
Finger.
A what?
Pointer.
Pointer, right. The pointer. So, this is your pointer finger. So, this is everyone who points you in the right direction. So, you're going to pray for your Sunday school teacher, your school teacher, your pastor, anyone who is a guide for you. Now, the middle finger is the tallest, isn't it? And what does that remind you of, the tallest? God, yes. But also the leaders of our country, because they are way up there. So we need to pray for our president, our governors, our policemen, our EMTs, okay? Now, the next finger, the ring finger, and that is the weakest finger in your hand. Ask the piano player if that's the weakest finger in the hand because it's, no? Oh, I guess I read it wrong. Okay. So, this is the ring finger. So this one is the weakest. So we need to remember to pray for those who are sick. Okay? And then this one, the pinky. So that is to remind of us that we need to pray for ourselves. Okay? So here we go. We're going to pray for the one closest to us. The ones that point us in the right direction, our leaders, those who are sick, and us. So when you start to pray, put your hands together and remember all those things. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for giving us the opportunity to look at our hands and see all that you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Now today's Sunday, so we'll take